going on? How are we doing today? So I am really excited. And welcome back again to another episode of the I Am Chatoria podcast show, as I am your host, the one and only Chatoria Christian. If you are listening, I am waving at you. I'm over here rocking a nice floral dress today with my little pink floral earrings that's hanging now. All right. Okay. And I'm waving at you. I'm saying hello. And if you're watching me here on YouTube, how you doing? And so I am happy to be back with you guys again as we are traveling through my book, Authentic Transparency, and we're having real conversations. And so that's what I'm really excited about, is the conversations that we're having. And today we are kicking into chapter 3, Fear Not. Let me tell you, this one was one of my favorites. I really am excited about this. I was trying to find a song, but I couldn't find a song. But I was trying to find you guys the song of Fear Not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. And let me tell you, I don't have a singing voice like that no more. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to embarrass myself like that. But I know there's some beautiful singers out here that can just really kick that in. But we're going to talk about that particular chapter today as we are diving in the book, Authentic Transparency. And so, again, welcome back as we are getting into this wonderful book that was written. And so I'm really excited. So as I told you guys, we're going to be talking about this book. So I was like, look, grab your tissues and everything else, because we're going to dive into the deep conversations. And as I'm slowly diving into the deep conversations, you will be met with some other people that will come and show up and show out as we talk about my book, but actually have discussions about things that's related to the book, but it all flows together, all right? So some shows I'm going to do by myself. Some shows I'm going to do with everybody, you know, with other people. And so I'm really, really excited about that as this time is coming. And so even as we're going, I have announcements to make that's going to happen. The biggest one is definitely making sure as you're going through, as you're walking with me through this book, prepare yourself for some conversations that are rough and tough. I know our next episode, which is in chapter 4, it's called 7. We are going to talk about that. And that is going to be a huge disclaimer. I cannot stress this enough. That is going to be a huge, huge, huge disclaimer that I will definitely be putting out there for that one as we get into conversations. And so I ask that you guys keep us in prayer as we are going and getting through these stories. And people are just, you know, getting the healing that they need. And so, as again, make sure you got your tissues, you got your book. If you have not read this book or gotten this book yet, you can go to iamchatoria.com/merch and you can get a signed copy of this book. I'm really, really blessed as I only have a few more books here at home and I'm in the process of ordering more. So I can go ahead and start getting those out. In the meantime, if you don't want to wait and you like, I want the book, go ahead and go to Amazon Books and Books a Million, Barnes and Noble. They're definitely there. So definitely get your book. I promise you, it will not disappoint you. Okay. Because at the end of the day, this book, I'm telling y'all, this is my real life story about me and who I am and what I stand for. So get your book, okay? And as you see, the book is right here online. So I'm really, really excited about what is about to happen. As I'm preparing for the conversations of this book. All right, so as we are getting into the book, again, we are into authentic transparency, forgiveness of freedom. We are in chapter 3, and we are talking about the fear not. Let me tell you why fear not is, no kidding, one of my favorite chapters. Let me tell you, y'all. So if you have read this book, for those that can see, you see the cover of it. I wrote in my book, so y'all gotta forgive me, but you see this little girl right here. Let me tell you, this is a point of time where little Tori was really trying to grow up and learn. Let me tell y'all something. So I remember this particular event, and there's a reason why it's called Fear Not. So let me tell you, I sing, but not like that. So this was my first time going to church as far as I can remember. Now look, I can go back to about when I was 2 years old. little bit deaf, but I do not ever remember us going to church until this moment. And so I'm remembering as I write this part, music is, and I stated in the book, music is something that I find so much peace in. I find so much gratitude in it. I find so much understanding of it. It is something that gives me peace and I love it. And I will tell you, over the years, now don't get me twisted, I'm my A girl all day. I'm a GA till the day I leave this earth. I love me some Georgia. However, I had to really censor in what I heard. And that's really big for understanding, all right? I had to censor what I heard. I had to understand and really lay down ground rules about what my spirit was being fed. Because I'm telling you right now, I am a little scrappy, a T.I. You know, I am that girl. Like, you know, Eastside Boys, Lil Jon, hey, Usher, that's me, 112. I'm that person. But I am also the type of individual, I listen to lyrics now. I'm very big about lyrics and I listen to them and I see, okay, what they provide and what they saying, because I have to be careful with what I put in my spirit. I had to be very mindful of what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, no matter how I feel. I have to be so mindful and so careful. And so I am definitely in a space now, I'm very transparent about the music that I listen to. And so as I am a poet, music, I'm a writer, I'm very clear about the thoughts of the words and how powerful they can come into play. And so this particular chapter is one of my best ones, one of the ones that I love the most, because it allowed me to learn what my passion really was when it came to certain things. And music is definitely it. Y'all don't understand. I will put on my AirPods and I will just listen to music. My husband, I laugh because let me tell y'all something. I can be driving and I promise you, he will call me right in the middle of a song and I'm getting it in. I'd be like, oh. So I pick it up. I'm like, yes, babe. And he'd be like, what? I was like, I was just listening to music. Oh, you want to talk to me? And I'd be like, it's not that. Music is my thing. And so depending on how my day was, there is moments where I'll just let my husband know, hey, I'm leaving from work, I'm coming home, and I just listen to music because it is a it allows me to relax and breathe before I get home, you know, decompress. That's the word. I'm sorry, I'm looking for decompress. So it allows me to decompress on my way home. And so I am that individual person. So in this chapter, we are talking about the concept of the word or the sentence, the statement, fear not. And so fear not, man, let me tell you, it had me in a stage as it is a song. And it's very significant to me because it's the very first song I've ever sung. And so this is me in the choir, y'all. Y'all don't understand. I was in the choir. And so singing this, and this is back in Atlanta. This is before I moved with my grandmother. And so I talk about this and it says, you know, it says, I listen to music that flows with how I'm feeling at the moment. As an adult, I have found one of my peaceful areas in my home office. It is a place that is all for me and set up the way I wish. My space is peaceful and relaxing with white furniture. The walls are painted black and accompanied by an accent white wall full of black written affirmations. And this is actually my home in DC. There is a splash of gold color in this room that helps bring light to the space, along with flowers on the coffee table that brings freshness. My cherry oak desk is painted white and completed with pictures of my career and family over the years. I love to sit at this desk and listen to music. It is healing to my soul, jamming to my tunes like Anthony Brown and Kirk Franklin, Tamia. It is all depends on my mood for the moment. And I'm sorry, Snow Allegra. And so as I am playing, and it says here, I was playing my music and getting work done, and one of my favorite old school gospel songs played. The song was called Fear Not. I started to take in the memories when I heard it, as this song was out in the early 90s. And it was the first gospel song I've heard in my life. I have an excellent memory of this song and what it means to me. I could do something for the first time that brought me joy, and still to this day. This song was the first song I have ever sung in a choir. I sang the song and remember the first time I sang it. My thoughts took me back to church where all of this took place. So the biggest thing is I praise God for my memory, as I remember this so well. And so this is actually one of my shortest chapters in the book too. But it is a small building with purple and golden brown pews. This is where I found my favorite color, which is purple. The church was in a wooded area that you could easily get lost in. It hold about 75 to 100 people in the space. With church not being part of our routine, going to choir practice allowed time to learn about God and His Word. I knew nothing about church or God and didn't know who and what the name Jesus was or meant. It was something about church and being around people that made me feel good. Could it be that in this place my mother didn't yell or scream at us? Maybe she found peace here as well. I was around other kids and I learned that singing was a craving for me. Singing was the food of my soul and I enjoy and love doing it all the time. I would sing and dance anywhere at any time, and in those moments, nothing mattered. I was ready to show my mom what I've been working on. We had been practicing for a while and I was ready. Deep down, I was looking for something from my mother from this, and that was having my feelings and concerns validated. I wanted to hear how proud of me she was and that I did a great job in this. In these things. This longing was deeply sold into the brick of my life. And so let me tell y'all. So this chapter. So at this time, my mother, we are not in our apartments anymore. We are living in someone's home. At that time, I don't remember who they were, but I do remember the individual. But we stayed in their home, me and my three sisters, we lived there. And I remember us going to this church. Like I said, this church was in this woods and we used to go there in a van. It was a brownish van. And I remember us going and getting there. And so, as we are there, I so enjoyed going to church in this time. And again, I think it was a peaceful place for me, and I didn't realize how much peace it was, but I think it was a peaceful place for me. And so it literally did something for my soul. Like it really did. And so I'm glad that I went. I do not remember the name of the church. All I remember was it was in the woods, y'all. Like I'm talking about you driving down, you will pass it. And didn't even know it was there. It was in the woods. And so I remember during this time is the time that my mother was getting baptized. It was crazy. That day itself had a lot going on. And so I remember us with our little purple little robes and things of that nature and going in to get ready to sing. And I remember this so well because it's the day my mom got baptized. And in my head, y'all, I promise you, when I used to hear the stories about baptism, I'm thinking in my head, oh, that means mom about to come up all the way clean. Like she about to be clean. Yes. And she not about to be mad no more when she goes in that water. Y'all, I have baptism all screwed up. I'm just going to say that now. Baptism for me was all screwed up at that time, because I'm telling you what I thought was when she went in that water and she was going to come out, she wasn't going to be mean no more. She wasn't yelling no more. She wasn't going to do none of that. That is what I really thought at that time. And so I remember my mom, you know, watching her get baptized. Like I watched her and I was so proud of her. And so the crazy part about it is my daughter is the same way. She gets excited over things that she feels is like remarkable. And so that's what I love about Janae, like that type of stuff she gets excited about. And so I realized I was excited for my mom and what she had accomplished. In my head, again, it was, oh, she is going to get out of this water and she is about to be free, free, free. That is what I thought. And boy, was I wrong, wrong, wrong. That is not what that was. Yeah. So I remember this particular day getting, you know, my life together as far as this little bitty kid, y'all. I am about to go sing this song. And y'all, I'm excited. I'm ready. We about to do this. That's what I thought. out, y'all. Like, for real. Like, that's what I thought. And so, boy, one of the greatest moments ever. All right? One of the greatest moments ever. However, I'm going to finish telling you about that greatest moment. And actually, I'm going to tell you what happened to my mother after she got baptized. All right? I will see y'all back in 30 seconds. Authentic transparency. Forgiveness to freedom. Come and read a story about my faith. Learn all about my forgiveness and forgiving of others. How I embrace the freedom that I currently have. You can get Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom at Amazon and IamShatoria.com. All right, welcome back. If you're just not joining us, again, welcome to the I Am Shatoria Show. I am your host, Shatoria Christian, the host of the I Am Shatoria brand itself. And we are talking about my book, Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom. And we are in chapter 3 of 19 chapters, but we're in chapter 3 where we are talking about fear not. And I'm really excited as we're talking about this. I am talking about where and how I started with singing, choir, and my mother's baptism. Y'all, this is one of the shortest chapters. Outside of chapter 19, this is one of the shortest chapters in my book. And I'm very proud of this chapter the most because it allowed me to really confront what I love, enjoy, did, which is get into the choir and started church. And so, like I said earlier, this is the first memory of being in church, being at church. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And so we can have a quiet understanding. So the Bible talks about fear not. So the Bible, Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness right hand. Again, Isaiah 41:10. And again, this is my very first song that I have ever sung, which is Fear Not. And the words of that song is, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. And it says, you know, you got to sing it. I am with you, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, said the Lord. I'm a redeemer, I've called you by name. God bless the child. When you walk through the water, I am still there. I think that's the words. But I'm still trying to find the original gospel back in the day. But those words still stands out to me. This particular day, like I said, my mother was getting baptized. So I remember watching her get baptized. And then as I stated in the story, I'm all smiles, y'all, when I walk out to see my mom and to get ready to sing. And I get all excited because, you know, I'm like, yeah, here we go. And my mom really didn't acknowledge it. And one of the things that I realized after my mom was baptized was she still looked the same. But for me in that moment as a kid, the expectation that I had of baptism was not what we received. And now as an adult, I realize things very differently. But at that moment, at that time, because I didn't know really what baptism meant, I didn't know what the Bible meant, I didn't know what Jesus meant, I didn't know that. What I knew was this little girl sung this song, Fear Not. That is what I did. I sung this song, Fear Not. And it gave me the joy that I can have in that moment. I think in myself, my head was, I wanted a new mom. I wanted someone who was not afraid anymore. And so my expectations was absolutely destroyed in that moment of the concept of what baptism was. And so I really depended on God to really just like show up. I was like, who is this God and what he doing? And y'all say he out here doing this and this. And I ain't sending in my mom because I'm telling y'all, after church, my mom was mean. And I remember my mom making me cry in this van. I wanted to play. This is the one place that I can say that I didn't cry. I didn't get upset. I was living like a kid, like at church, outside, playing with the kids. And my mom was like, And so one of the things that I realized when I saw my mother after her baptism, so one of the things that are key is the light in my mother's eyes was just absolutely gone. And I can't really express that so much so as I'm saying it. And then I can actually still visualize it, but I remember my mom, just the light was gone. And now as an adult, I realized that Satan was not happy with her, but making the decision to be baptized. He did not want her to. He wanted her to be where she was at, which was damaged, hurt, and in pain. And that's one of the things that I can now say, oh, I get it. At that time, I did not get it. I did not understand it. And I was afraid to really digest it. I was afraid of my mother. And here's the thing. I get kids being afraid of their parents to, like, you know, I don't want to disappoint type of situation. But that wasn't it. I was literally afraid of my mother. And so in my head, singing Fear Not helped me not be afraid of her or anybody. However, that was not the case. And so I am very, as an adult now, I am very like, okay, all right, yeah, this is where we at. And with my mother, I had a damaged mother. And that's very big to remember. I had a damaged mother. What I needed in that moment, she was not able to provide. What I desired in that moment, she could not provide. She herself was damaged, lost. And even with a baptism, Satan came at her more. The problem with her baptism is that my mother wasn't equipped to deal with what came after the baptism. And what that was is the fact that she was fighting every demon that possibly could be fought. And at that time, you know, between the shelters and one point going to New York, living with somebody for a minute. I don't even really know the story behind that. I just remember being on the bus going to New York. But just realizing as an adult that my mother as an adult she really wasn't an adult. I don't care what her age was. My mom was not an adult. My mom was damaged. She was damaged trying to figure out life for what it was. And I won't lie, I'm proud of the fact that she made the decision to be baptized. And again, the problem with her baptism was she was not equipped to deal with what came afterwards. That's the issue with a lot of us as Christians these days. We do things and we don't equip ourselves to prepare for what is to come because, oh, Satan's going to come. He ain't feeling it at all. And so that's the biggest thing I had to learn about, you know, the growth of being a child that grew up, you know, finally learning things. So what I am now realizing in my life when I think about the song Fear Not, For I Am With You, the revelation that comes to me now about that song is that as an adult, this child singing this song really wasn't singing it as a child, I was singing it to God, you know, because I was so excited about it. But now as an adult, God had me singing that song as an affirmation, as a prayer. Sorry, it took me a minute trying to figure out the right wording. God had me singing it as a prayer. Singing it as a prayer because at the time I didn't know who he was. And he knew what would be coming ahead of this. of this moment. And once my mother was baptized, once I sung this song that I was really excited about, my mother, it's like nothing changed. And I remember this woman just mad. And I'm like, who's she mad at? And I realized it wasn't about me. I do now. I realize that now. But then it wasn't about me. However, though, my mother, I was saying, fear not, for I am with you, as God saying to me, fear not, because I'm with you. Fear not, because I am with you. Fear not, because I am with you, says the Lord. And that now as an adult, I'm like, oh, you was telling me you had me because you knew I felt like I was alone. You was telling me you had me because you knew that there was about to be some darker days. You said what you said because you knew what was to come. And you said what you said because you knew what life looks like. And so my question to everyone is, what does fear look like? And for me at that time, chapter 3, fear not really tells me what fear looks like to me at that time as this little girl. That little girl had so much fear because I was scared to be great. I was scared to be this light that needed to shine because it was being dimmed every which way. And so fear, what fear looked like for me was my mother. That's what fear looked like to me. Fear looked like to me, my mother. And that's the thing that I can come to revelation with today. And as we get further into this story, you'll realize the changes my mom made and things that happened for me and her. But the fear that came for me, what fear looked like to me was my mother. And as hard as it is to say that, that's truth. That's the truth. So in chapter 3, I am talking about fear not, for I am with you. And that is the chapter, fear not. And that's what God was telling me, fear not. And so for me, I am so glad I'm healed from that process, but it's realistic for me, you know, to know that I've overcome these things. And so, yeah, what does fear look like for you and how you can overcome it? I've overcame the fear and the pain that laid with me of my mother. And I am so blessed to have been released from it. And just like I told my mother in my open letter to her, that her death, her absence, her peace was the key to my healing. And I'm very grateful for that. Very grateful for that. So as I end this segment, fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. And I need us to all stand on that because there's a reason why those words are in the Bible. And so I find that things that we do as children comes back to us later in so many different ways because of the simple fact that, guess what? God already knows what we're about to step foot into. So again, ask yourself, what does fear look like for you and how it can be changed? And I'm so glad to be delivered from that fear. Prepare yourself that we are going to be getting into chapter 4. And chapter 4 is definitely a little bit different. It is called 7. There will be a disclaimer to go with that chapter as we will be getting in details about adultifications with molestation. We're going to get real deep with it. And we're going to talk about it. I will be speaking about the thief. And so if you read the book, you already know what this chapter is going to be. So I thank you guys for joining me today. Again, this chapter is chapter 3 is called Fear Not. And so I pray that it blesses you in every way possible. Again, you can check us out on TikTok. Well, I'm on TikTok, but you can check us out. You can watch us on YouTube at youtube.com/ I am Tratoria. And you can hear us as you, if you're watching, you can see all the little symbols there. But if you, if you're not, you can hear us on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora. See me on YouTube, Amazon, iHeart. You can hear us at I am pod, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, podbean.com, where you can get all of our past seasons and past episodes and catch yourself up on what we are talking about. I pray that you guys have a blessed, highly favored day as, hey, fear not, for, you know, God is with us. Fear not, for God is with us. Fear not, for God is with us, says the Lord. Have a blessed one.